eliminated, so. We do still have a human development specialist who covers Taney County. Renette Wardlow, who is housed in Greene County, will cover Taney County once Jim is gone. The next report, Dr. Amy Patillo, and she is the new community development specialist housed in Christian County. She covers Taney County. And she participated in the Taney and Stone County Stock Healthy Shop Healthy training. So not sure yet what all she will be involved with in Taney County, but for community development, if anybody's interested in anything to do with that, contact our office and we will put you in touch with Amy. The next report, our agronomy graduate assistant, Will Knuckles, and he's been working with farm visits and consultations, weed, disease, and insect identifications. He's helping to plan for the spring event for the Taney County Cattlemen's Group, and he is serving on the Taney County Soil and Water Board, attending meetings, and also the committee for the Spring Forage Conference planning. And then the last report is from Tim Schnockenberg, who is our agronomy specialist that serves Taney County. Under the horticulture program efforts, about halfway down the Taney and Christian County Master Gardener training, Tim actually presented on plant diseases for that on December 6th. And then under special projects, Growing the Grower Grant, Tim is working with Pam Dutzman and Patrick Byers to offer the fall and winter series of educational programs in Stone and Taney counties. So questions on anything, gentlemen, or comments?
On the VITA program,
mm-hmm.
How many more volunteers are you needing?
It would be nice if we could probably have maybe 5 more. We can get by without them, but you know, if we have more, then people don't have to work as much.
Right.
And we work around people's schedules, you know, because it's a big commitment. We ask them to volunteer 1 day a week from the last week in January through April 18th this year, which is tax day. If they need to go on vacation, you know, something like that, we work around it. We don't ask them to work. If the schools are closed, our sites are closed. So,
in the past, have you ever worked with OTC or C of O's? Do they have like an accounting department?
We have with C of O in a number of years ago. Actually, they at one time had the program where their students that volunteered could get a little bit of class credit for it. The professor retired, a new one came in and wasn't interested in continuing. And we do have a site at OTC in Hollister, but we haven't had any luck recruiting volunteers.
So I knew you had a site there. I didn't know if they do they have an accounting? Do they teach accounting classes at that specific campus? Do you know?
I think that they do, Brandon. I'm not going to say positively. I think the main problem that maybe we ran into with OTC, first of all, they can't get credit. And the volunteer program that they do collaborate with, I guess, when the Affordable Care Act started and they changed positions for people, you know, because they couldn't have them working 30 hours or more. And so they only have a coordinator for the volunteer program at their campus in Springfield. They would not let any of us serve as a coordinator to track the students. And I think more students at OTC are working as well as going to school, and so they just don't have the time. If they're not getting any credit for it, you know, it makes it difficult.
Aren't they subsidized by a tax?
OTC? I'm not positive.
They are.
Okay.
Hollister and Branson both passed it, didn't they? It's a pretty good tax. You'd think they'd be a little more apt to try to help community do these types of things?
Yeah, I can't speak to that, but I do know, you know, they have, when the professor at C of O changed, they also decided they didn't want to be a site for VITA anymore, and at that time, OTC was gracious to pick us up, and, you know, they allow us to do our training there, and then they provide the site also.
Okay. So you have three VITA sites. You have one at OTC in Hollister.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the other two?
One is at our office here in Forsyth, and then one is at the Taney County Ozarks Area Community Action Office in Branson.
Okay.
And I will say that we have gotten four or five new volunteers this year. Now, I lost two that moved out of the area, but you know, it's always nice to have more.
Right.
We can do without them, but it's always nice to have more. But we're excited about getting geared up for it again.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for public administrator bond. Request for bid number 201611-353.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. This is in response to a request from the public administrator that we put out her office bond. Carol was unable to be here with me this morning, but this is a pretty simple process that we do every 4 years. In response to her request, I did release a bid number 201611-353 for public administrator's office bond bid. It was released on November the 5th of this year, closed on the 7th. I sent out bid invitations in my usual manner to about seven or eight different companies that we've used in the past that have participated in this process. Sent them the bid documents with the specifications as given to me by Public Administrator Carol Davis, and we received two responses to those invitations. The first one was from Teeple Insurance Agency of Versailles, Missouri, and this is a premium that covers a four-year bond in the amount of $15,844. The other response we received was from Connell Insurance in Branson, Missouri, in the amount of $18,000 even. Carol had reviewed these responses and has communicated to me that her recommendation this morning, as she requested me to present to you all, is that we award to the lower bidder, Teeple Insurance Agency of Versailles, Missouri, who has been our the vendor in previous years on this. They handled this exact type of bond for many different counties across the state.
You said Teeple, is that T-E-A-P-L-E? Or?
Yeah, T-E-E-P-L-E.
Move to award bid number 201611-353 to Teeple Insurance out of Versailles.
Second, with the discussion, how much is the bond for per year?
It's per statute. It went up quite a little bit. It's for...
I thought there was a change.
It went up to $1 million, didn't it?
No, it's more than that. Sorry. Take a second here. $2.6 million.
What was it at, like $300,000?
I don't remember what it was last time, but I can look that up here.
Maybe it was $1 million and went up to $2.6 million. I don't remember. I knew it went up.
Yeah, she said that she had communicated that to you all. The exact amount in the previous bid specs, if you believe that. just what it was. It was $6,700 for the premium for 4 years when we put this out in 2012.
I was just mainly wanting to make aware the other two commissioners that had increased.
Yeah, it has.
Triple from what it was. And I knew it was more, the coverage was more, but the amount was triple.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll notify the vendors and put a contract draft together for y'all.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your time.
Business associate agreement. I have a letter here dated December 6, 2016 from Mr. Cotty. He has reviewed the proposed business associate contract with Aulis Acres and Arnie, and he approves it to form. And the document is necessary to comply with the requirements of HIPAA for the handling of confidential protected health and information. And it doesn't create any financial obligation on the part of the county.
It's just an agreement that we can, just call the business associate agreement by in between.
Yep, and then there's a Part D.
Move to approve the business associate contract by and between Taney County and Aulis Acres and Arnie.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Guess we're going to recess and we'll be scheduled at 10 o'clock for executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1 and 12, litigation and contracts. That'll be upstairs in the commission conference room.